give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus.
Jesus is real to me.
Too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a little money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other.
To the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet, known as Sister Poochie, and we're here for another edition of praising and worshiping the great I Am and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real, everyone. Oh, first and foremost, I want everybody to jump over to our website, jhom.org, and find out all about the ministry. Follow us on the social medias. The links are there for you to hook up us with us on Mixcloud and TikTok and Facebook and YouTube and all of that other stuff. So you always not miss a word when I put it out or our team member puts it out. Also, there's a contact card there. We would love to hear from people from all around the world. Drop us a line and let us know how you're doing and just say hi. We would definitely respond back and start a dialogue, you know. Everybody, today's show is titled Be Still, Simply Praise. That's what it's all about. You know, when God created the heavens and the earth, He created everything before He created human. When He created man, there was nothing else for us to do. There was nothing for us to assist God in the completion of the task. He He completed the task and he created, okay, well, I'm going to do that. Okay, I'm going to create my children. Why? To praise and worship him. Why? Because that is the resolution to everything. See, God already told us, Christ informed us, Christ illustrated for us that each and every day that we walk on this earth, we're going to be faced with trials and tribulations, persecution, hatred, evil, all the things in the world that would make you just want to cry out. But he knew that was going to happen, so he built in our spiritual DNA, knitted in, part of the trigger mechanism. When you start praising God, you harness power that helps dissipate all that stuff mentally. You know, it just helps melt it away. You start praising the one who's your source, the one who can do all things, and see just how powerful your life becomes. You know, God's made words very powerful. He spoke everything into existence. Well, we speak everything into existence. So what comes out of our mouth, we manifest. If we're saying, oh my God, what am I going to do? This problem is so big. Why we're questioning, why did you do this, God? What is going to happen? I'm just going... And God is just saying, be still and know who I am. Recognize, understand, I am the Almighty God. And because of who I am, I never fail. So, once we realize that, we have to sit back and then say, okay, what do we do while we're waiting? While we're being still, what are we going to do? Because, you know, we get idle. We, you know, we have to do something. We get antsy. Huh. So he said, praise me. It'll make you feel good. It'll free your soul. It summons me and my son into the situation. It gives you hope. It mounts you up on wings of eagles so you can soar through any situation. And so while you're soaring through the air, not worrying about anything because you know you're serving a God that doesn't fail at anything. You then begin to start dreaming and asking. See, we're so busy complaining that we forget to ask God for anything. We're asking him to handle situations that he's already handling. And he's like, do you want anything else? I'm already doing what you're asking me to do. You prayed about it already. Be still and know that I'm God and that I'm going to take care of it. Anything else you want? Anything? I'll give you a moment. That's how he works. And we get stuck in the world. We get stuck in the world situations. We get stuck in the world's way of handling things that we cheat ourselves out of the blessings of God. Cheat ourselves. Now, if we switch that and not respond to these things like the world says respond to these things, and when trouble starts coming, start praising. Because God is like saying this. He's not saying that you're not going through trouble. What he's saying is that you're praising because you know already that you're going to come out of it and you're going to come out of it victorious because he is God and that's what he does. He authors. He specializes in everything. He created everything, including the situation that you're in. The messy mess. You want to feel good? Praise God. How do I get up dealing with severe pain and mobility issues and mental issues and depression and anxiety and all this other stuff that I'm plagued with as a human, people still wonder, how do I smile? How do you not look like you've been through hell? Because that's God. You see the Christ in me. He said, let your light shine. Okay, you have to let your light shine. Even when you don't feel like your light is worth anything, let it shine. Why? Because it's not yours. Your life belongs to God. And if you allow God to work in your life, you will find out that He just wants to love and prosper and take care of you. That was the original plan when He put us in the Garden of Eden. Oh, if we just would have obeyed, we wouldn't be going through all of this. But we disobeyed. And we made life hard for ourselves. And the God that loves us has been trying to get us back to the Garden of Eden. Now, you want to get back to the Garden of Eden before Christ comes? Start praising the Lord. That's why J-H-O-M, that's why I developed the dance break. I wasn't always the DJ. But the dance break was birthed out of the fact that I believe that praise and worship of our God and our Savior is the best antidote in the world. It aligns you up with your spiritual breakthrough. And like I said, what you're doing is harnessing energy. You're harnessing the energy of God. The spiritual energy of God. Can you imagine how He smiles when everybody over the world listening to this station stops for 15 minutes twice during the show and do nothing but focus on Him? I'm encouraging you to do that and practice that as part of our church worship. Stop. Don't listen to the pastor. The pastor's done. Now, it's all about God, you know? So let's get it going. Grab your Bibles. And if you don't have a Bible, please download the free smartphone app. On there is a full-length Bible that's audible. Just go to jhom.org in the middle of the page to get the free smartphone app. For iOS and Android users, definitely download that. More content will definitely be coming to that platform. But the biggest thing is that you have a Bible. Before we start, I wait for you to get your Bibles. I'm going to give a shout out to our listening audience out there. I appreciate everybody who tunes in once, even if you ever tune in again. Please, please, please start sharing the links to the show. Start spreading love. God is love. Remember, God is love. We got to spread love. This is not about me. This is about the words that are coming out of my mouth that needs to be spread through the earth. Because Christ can't return to relieve us from all this stuff until the word is spread throughout the earth. God said that everyone's going to have opportunity to know about God. Okay? Everybody's going to get an opportunity. So let's do our part. We're supposed to be going out, making disciples, spreading the word of God, and praising and worshiping God. That is your job description. That's it. That's all you need to do. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to figure it out. Just ask God what He wants you to do and obey. All right. I hope you got your Bibles. But before we go into that, I want to give a shout out to our top five countries that just came out, you know. And anybody, if you're not on here, doesn't mean that we don't feel the love, doesn't mean that you're not highlighted on the map. We have been heard in, I think, 63 countries. So, you know, sometimes the algorithms on is, anyway. But let's get a shout out. First up is USA, United States, my home country. Thank you, United States, for support. Second on the list, India, hey, India, what's up, India? Your numbers are growing exponentially, India. We love you, we pray for you, we pray for everybody, but we pray for you in India. Much love. Third on the list is Canada, our neighbors. What's up, Canada? All right, watching up over us, up top, over the United States. We pray for you as well. And we pray for our borders. May we all be safe. Germany, creeping up. Germany. You know, my cousin Sylvia. Hey, Sylvia, if you're listening. Is German. And she would send me boxes of candy when I was young. Of German chocolate. candy. I'm a junk food junkie. It's nothing compared to the chocolate in America. I'm just German chocolate is great. But okay, yo, there's much more than that, but that gave me a wonderful flashback. Germany, what's up, Germany? Much love. And, of course, Nigeria is now number 5 on our listening audience. Nigeria, and that, I got a special place in my heart from Nigeria when we launched the ministry and it went live on the internet. We had membership form that you can contact us and join us in our worship. And the very first form that I received was from Joseph Simon of Nigeria. And that was our first member. Okay? That was our first member. Nigeria holds a very special place in my heart. We also have Donald Johnson, Elijah Charles, billions. And Noble, all living in Nigeria. And they are part of the JHOM.org family. They're part of the team. So Nigeria, you have a very special place in our heart. Okay. Share the link. Grab your Bibles. You should have your Bibles by now. And we're going to start. We're going to be coming from the book of Psalm, the 46th chapter. First, we're going to start at the 46th chapter, the 10th to the 11th verse. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Your fortress, your hiding place, your place where nothing can touch you. God, that God is our fortress, so we can hide within God. He's with us all the time. Now, we all know this. God's will be done on this earth no matter what. And this verse simply says that he will be exalted among the nations. When he talk about the nations, when I read these countries, he's talking about, I am being exalted right now among the nations. And I will continue to be exalted among the nations. Exalted throughout the whole earth. You know why? Because I made it. This is God. He made it. This is God. He will be praised for what he has done. If you give it to him freely, oh, let the heavens open up and let the blessings pour down. Now, move on over to Psalms 146 and let's see what the Lord says about what praise can do. Psalms 146, I'm reading 1 through 10, and I'm reading the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirits depart, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is in God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord of their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed. He gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. everybody, the Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. I want you to pray to God for wisdom. Because he said, whoever asks for wisdom gets it. And I want you to pray to the Holy Spirit for understanding. He is God. Period. Exclamation point. When Moses said, who should I say sent me? He said, say, I am sent me. I am. Two words. I am. He didn't say, tell them Jehovah. He didn't say, tell them I am sent you. Think about that phrase, I am. You can put anything behind that phrase and it becomes a solid statement. I am healing. I am financial breakthrough. I am the way. I am peace. I am prosperity. I am that new business. I am that breakthrough. I am you realizing anything I put in you, because I am who I am, and that's all that I am. I am God, and that's all he is. Everybody, stay still. This is the time, you know, we have learned and studied his word over and over. It's now time to utilize it, put it into action, spread it, and let's live the life that God intended us to live. Let's live that golden life down here. And we do it by simply praising him. So let's get to the praise. Let's get to the worship. If you have any questions, comments, you want to talk about it further, you just want to say amen. JHOMORG1@gmail.com is our email. Contact us. Okay? Sorry. First up on the mic. Woo! Is God, we got a fully packed show. And first up on the mic is Practical Aces with Break Free, everybody. Let's get going with what we do. Praise the great I am.
For sin in this drought, boy, that's treason. The Israelites wandered through that desert 40 years for a reason. Even at Adam and Eve when tempted and deceived by that serpent that the tree did eat, and was incited into enlightenment. Consequence, the fall, he fitted out of Eden, but Adam events couldn't prevent the one who interceded. Though coldly mistreated, the sweet blood was pleaded to cover the deep-seated depravity of humanity. Vanity of vanities, the life without God, Jesus Christ the Lord. See, I know this life is hard. Snakes up in your yard, even in the winter, they below the surface like some sharks. Hard to make the part like a nappy head, but instead of trying to shoot him dead, give him bread and give him shed, and on his head you could tread like a sled. That being said, we made it through the darkest night. Blossom like a butterfly, take flight with the right's liberation.
That was Project Oasis with Break Free. Everybody, don't forget, God is love. So whenever you hear love in the contents of the show or the Bible or anything related to life and spirituality, we're talking about God. Okay? God is love. So break free in love means to break free with God. Okay? Break free in God. All right. Just wanted to clarify that because you're going to hear that term a lot today. All right, next up on the mic is Shakir Monique with Destiny. Destiny, we all have a predetermined destiny. Each one of us has an individual destiny. No one can tell you your destiny. You got to go to God. And he said, go to my son. All right, have a relationship with Christ and he will walk you into everything God has for you. Shakir Monique, here we go.
You didn't think I would make it. Thought I would give up and just turn away. You thought I couldn't go through it. But see, I live to fight another day.
That was Destiny by Shakur Monique. Everybody, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry Online Radio Show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. You know, the reason we're here for the shut-in. We're here for the people who can't get out. We're for people who are in a place where Christianity might not be the main thing. And they need a safe place to worship. This is a safe space for us to worship our Lord. And remember, our God is spirit. Christ is spirit. And they require, God requires us to worship in spirit and truth. We have to be able to worship what we don't see. We have to be able to worship in the invisible. That's what we're about here. Okay, let's keep going. It is time. It is time. It is time. Get ready. I hope you've had a chance to think about all the things that the Lord has provided. And you could always just start with the verse that the Bible verses that are for the show. Because those are such gifts from God. Knowing, be still and know that I am God. He said, be still and know that I'm a God. Just know that who I am. Just be still. Sit down. Relax. All right, everybody. This first part of it is to get up and praise and worship God for everything he's done, and to praise and worship Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for everything he's done for us. The second part of this is listen for the message embedded in the mix, because this is ministry. Let me tell you, this takes a long time. I didn't know what God was doing, but I start with, developing a mix, and then he develops a sermon based on what is in the mix. So listen for the message that's in there. And let's go. This is a little bit longer. So we got a lot to praise him for. So this one, sit back, get up. Do whatever you can do. But let's praise the Lord, everybody. Here we go. And this is also called the Won't He Do It mix. Available on Mixcloud. All right.
Dance Break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie. Mixing it up at jhom.org. Go, Pastor.
Speak to me. Y'all ready? Come on, come on. Y'all ready?
Dance Break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie. Mixing it up at jhom.org. Go, Pastor.
Each and everywhere you turn, I know that's right. And your bills keep coming. Oh, no, they keep coming. Like you got money to burn. Set your pulse is tripping. My God, it's like the love is mine. And your dreams keep slipping. You're losing time.
Sister Poochie, turning this mix way up.
Tonight. Oh, Lord. Let's join. your faith on your face. Be still. Can't shout and dance, but walk around town looking broken and defeated. I'm gonna look at somebody and tell them, you got the victory.
Chicago's very own Sister Poochie, mixing it up at JHOM.org. Go, Poochie! Sister Poochie.
If you want it. this is your prime time DJ, Sister Poochie.
As they gather together, then it's a church. But when they gather together as a church, now church is happening. It's happening. Church. It's happening. Church. It's happening. Church. It's happening. 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 So the biblical question isn't, should I go to this certain building on a certain day of the week? Rather, it's should I gather with other believers for certain types of activities on a regular basis? The first reason why you should go to church according to the Bible is because Jesus assumed that you would. But it's happening. Church. It's happening. Church. It's happening. Church. It's happening. 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 It's happening.
Break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie, mixing it up at jhom.org. Go, Pastor!
We need to understand right now.
Praise the Lord, mighty people of God. Praise the Lord, everybody. Ooh, that was the Sister Poochie Gospel House mix. Won't he do it mix. Catch your breath. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. All right, we're got our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem's mixes up next. The praise has won't stop. Same rules apply when it comes to these dance breaks on the show. Everybody, let's go.
DJ Shaheem.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me. We are healed by his nail pierced hands. We're free by his blood. We're washed clean, and now we have the victory. And the power of sin is broken. Yeah. He has won.
tonight, we don't know what they're going through. But I want you to look at them and say, like the dew in the morning, may he rest upon your heart. May he saturate you with his glory. Come on, look at them and say, may he saturate you with his glory. Come on, we're gonna sing to our neighbor tonight. Come on, let's sing it this way. Yeah.
Like the dew in the morning,
may he rest upon your heart.
May he rest upon your
come
heart.
Come on, turn to your neighbor and sing it. Come on, look at somebody and sing it to them.
Like the dew in the morning,
may he rest. Come on, look at one more person and sing it to them tonight. Oh yes.
Like the dew in the morning,
may he rest
upon your heart.
Come on, let's prophesy to one more person. Look at them. Come on, sing it.
Like the dew in the morning,
may he rest
upon your heart.
Oh, we say rest.
I shake it, I break it, hit the grave, foe, I fake it. I will not accept payment to hand, folk. Over to the devil, knowing Christ is a last hope. Surrounded by a bunch of gustos out of low cash. But I ain't selling my soul or my notepad. What you want me to do? Promote crack? Figured they wouldn't reject the noose if the rope black. So you make one a dealer, make the rest beans. Make one a millionaire, make the rest bleed. Wanna see us hang, get a few good guys. Sit them in a bent coupe and make the noose look fly. I can't do it, I know what it feel like. Trying to fit a rap fantasy into my real life. Got a couple real homies doing real time. Trying to eat, now they being told when it's meal time. Why would I make that appealing to them? Why would I make rap appealing to them? And now you saying I'm the villain cause I'm chilling. Trying to get this penicillin through them. And the message, I ain't quitting till it's been delivered to them.
I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Now I understand. You just wanna use me.
What you want me to do? Stun on everybody. Fake it till I make it in front on everybody. make them feel low, cause they don't got what I got. Like they ain't on my level, cause they don't rock what I rock. Tell them that I live a life they should wanna kill for. Still for, that's what you get in new jails built for. That's how you pick and choose who them record deals for. First one to tap dance, do a little hill toe. Trying to use poverty against them, like give them a Ferrari, they'll lie for you and then some. Throw a dress on, rock press ons, help push the same sex laws and disrespect God. Heck no, what I look like trying to impress y'all. Homie, y'all either step off or get stepped on. They saying that I talk like I walk around with Teflon flesh on. But Christ, that's a line I'm willing to put my neck on. So grind ahead, Philistine, get the guillotine. Three racks from a slingshot to make you Timberline. Y'all deny the sun like Michael did Billie Jean. But your calendar is still based off Timothy. Right, B.C., before Christ, A.D., Anno Domini, the year of the Lord, right? So you can mock and you can front about the knowledge y'all got. But every time you say the year, you acknowledge my God. My God,
I won't God, support God, your lie no more.
Yes, you the Christ.
I won't even try no more.
Yeah.
If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live.
Hallelujah.
I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. Compromise no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Now I understand. You just wanna use me.
That was DJ Shaheem, everybody, our resident DJ. He has been with us since the inception of the ministry. Everybody, that is the end of the show. I want you to remember the readings and reread the readings for the week. And if you don't remember anything at all, please remember Psalms, the 46th chapter, the 10th through the 11th verse that says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." That is something that you don't have to think about. That's something that you don't have to contemplate. All you have to do is solidly wrap it around your neck, solidly anchor it in your heart, and just know it. Just know it. Just know it. All right, everybody. I'm going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here, but before I leave, I want to leave you with a final reading. Numbers, the 6th chapter, the 24th verse. The Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and may the Lord give you peace. All right, everybody. How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. Till the next time.
Oh.